So today we're going to be talking about the power of the morning practice. The morning practice is, I would say, the most important thing in the life that we have, because every day goes past, days turns into weeks, turns into months, turns into years. And if we start the morning right, then we are starting our day right, which leads to wonderful weeks, months, and years. So the morning practice literally can change our lives. And people who don't have a solid morning practice are normally not particularly successful people. So we're going to be talking about this. And remember last week we talked about the three most dangerous words. Do you remember what they were? I know that. So it's not like we haven't talked about morning practice previously, but it's about really going deep and making it something that is stable and unshakable so that you do it constantly every day, every day, every day. So we'll talk more about that in a moment. So in this session, what we're going to talk about is how the morning practice creates our day. We're going to talk about how the first 5 minutes and last minutes of our day change our lives because the subconscious mind is open. We'll talk about this. This is a very important secret that most people don't know. And even if they do know, they're not using it. We're going to talk about how the practice works, a little reminder. Talk about what a solid morning practice is, the three things that make a powerful morning practice, how to do your own superhero morning practice, and a few other things which we'll throw in as we go. So, first of all, why does the morning practice create our day? You've probably experienced this when you roll out of bed the wrong side. Have you ever woken up late? You woke up late, so maybe you went to bed late, you woke up, maybe you wake up with a headache, feeling a bit groggy, start feeling stressed out about something, and you're lying in bed and it just starts off bad and it just continues to be a bad day. This is how, unfortunately, a very large number of people in the world live. They wake up stressed out, try and, rush off to work or whatever it is, drink coffee, and they're just in this chaos for the entire day. Chaos. It starts off as chaos and it continues chaos, and then finally they kind of collapse and fall asleep, and then wake up the next morning and it's the same sort of thing. So if the morning sets the tone for the day, then the morning is the most important thing there is. And I can share from my own personal experience that if it wasn't for me starting to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning when I was 18, I used to go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'd come home at four, high on various drugs and alcohol, and collapse and wake up probably around like 10 or 11 or 12. So then I changed that and started getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and doing meditation and drinking good drinks and having spiritual study and having good company and eating well, doing practices. I would get up at four and then meditate for about an hour, have something to drink, something to eat, have a shower, and then I would cycle 7 miles. And this often was in the cold, in the winter, to a meditation center where I'd have another half an hour meditation, followed by some spiritual teachings, followed by breakfast, and then another hour meditation after that. And that practice completely changed my life, because I wasn't stuck in the old ways. I was able to reprogram myself. And over the years, I've tried different things, tried getting up at different times, tried all sorts of different stuff. And I can honestly say that if it wasn't for the changing my morning practice, I would probably be stuck in England in some terrible job, in some weird situation, probably on antidepressants and just wasting away. Instead of that, I've had a remarkable life and I continue to have it. And it's all based on the morning. And what I've personally found is the earlier I get up, the more I feel like I own the day. The day belongs to me because I have all this time before all the crazy stuff happens. And so the point of a morning practice is to give yourself an opportunity to feel really good, to align your mind and your heart with your visions, to get the power and to really set the tone for the rest of your day so that when you go into your day, you're in such a good space that you can think clearly, you can act in an effective way, you can avoid all the various crazy stuff that otherwise can ruin your life. And everything starts to get much, much easier. And the whole point of superhero training, the reason we're doing this new training, is that training, practice, is the main thing. Lots and lots and lots of people have courses and information. There's millions of books. There's tons and tons of information around. But hardly anyone practices anything. And I know this for as a coach, as a teacher, and as doing all these things for years and years. I spoke to so many people, so has Nick. And what we've found is that it's actually applying it where almost everyone falls to pieces. And so what we're really wanting to impress into you is to have a lifestyle, a consciousness, a way of living that is designed around becoming, changing. So instead of it being a lifestyle around consumption and consuming information and watching things, which is what most people do, modern culture is a culture of massive consumption. That's basically what it sums up as. Consume, consume, consume. And it's led to obesity and depression and mental illness. So overconsumption of information leads to mental illnesses and mental problems and anxiety and all these sort of things. And overconsumption of physical things and food leads to, of course, health problems. Meaninglessness, right? So what we do as superheroes is we recognize this is a huge problem, and instead we practice, we start using what we know to gain strength and to go beyond the influence of negativity. So the whole point, and it's really important for you to get your head around this, that the aim of life, when you really take this on seriously, the aim of life is to become the highest version of yourself. And the way to do that is practice, is the training, is the doing of the different practices. So when you wake up in the morning, you think, all right, what are all the practices that I can do that are going to give me the charge, going to give me good vibrations, that are going to make me feel good? So the day, instead of the day being, running around trying to tick off a bunch of lists or consuming things and getting stuff, now the day becomes, how can I practice things that strengthen me? So success means how many things did you do that strengthened you? Because we have a karmic account of accumulation. We have a spiritual account of accumulation, like a spiritual bank account. And every day we're either accumulating in our bank account going up, getting more joy, more bliss, more wealth, more success, more freedom. We're either ascending, raising up, or we're depleting our bank account and we're going into negativity, into debt, into stress, into worries, fears, weird relationships, various health challenges. So everything we do is either lifting us up or pulling us down. Nothing is neutral. There's no such thing as neutral action at this point in time. It's either positive or negative. Most of it, unfortunately, in the world today, almost all of it is negative action, negative information. So superheroes, what we do is we recognize here's a major problem we have on our hands. There's a huge amount of negativity. There's a huge negative debt. And the countries now, as you've probably seen from this coronavirus, going into massive debt. There's going to be economic chaos. It already is. So there's debt on a spiritual level, debt on a physical level, debt on an emotional level, right? So there's all these various different debts. We have to climb out of that, raise ourselves out of it through practice, practice, practice to gain the power. And so when you start realizing this is the game, this is the whole point of life at this time, is to get the power to shift the energy, to raise up, to accumulate in your vibration, in your bank account, then you have a mission. When you wake up in the morning, your mission is, how can I get the most power, spiritual power, the most joy, the most good feelings, look after my health, and set myself up for success? And that all begins with the morning practice. So the morning practice is the most important thing in life. Just take a moment to let that settle in, what we've talked about so far. And one of the things that we really got to take to heart is that it's consistent, gradual improvement. In Japan, they have this word kaizen. Kaizen. It means gradual, consistent improvement. That's how the Japanese have managed to create all this crazy technology, because they've gradually improved it, right? So they've used this technique to create all sorts of wonders and miracles physically, but we need to use the same method to improve ourselves, inner technology, because outer technology, we already have all this technology, and the technology's turned on us and has now become the dark side. But we need to say, okay, fair enough, we've got enough technology, we don't need more and more and more, that's enough is enough. We need inner technology. And we need to apply the same method of gradual, consistent improvement. So what does it mean? It means that when you do your morning practice, you start with a foundation, which we'll talk about in a minute. But then you start thinking after a while, how can I do it a little bit better? How can I do it a little bit deeper? What can I do to make it more powerful, more enjoyable? So we don't stay stuck. We don't say, oh, I got my practice and that's it. Okay, I already know that. I got a practice. What's there to learn here? That's dangerous. That means we're stuck. What we do is we start with an idea. We start with a practice and then we refine it. And refine it and refine it. And it gets more and more powerful each day. So it's just like every day is an experiment. So there are three phases, like the Holy Trinity. You know, there's three things to a powerful morning practice. The first thing is a spiritual practice to recharge the battery of your soul. We'll talk more about that in a moment. So that's to get you in a good space, to give you the spiritual energy, because we need spiritual energy, vibrational energy, to be able to be successful and happy. Second thing is the exercise for our body so that we feel strong. Because if we don't have health, then life is miserable. You know, you might have wealth, you might have all sorts of opportunities, but if you're sick, then you can't really take advantage of anything. So spiritual energy is for our joy, for our happiness. Exercise is for our power to be able to do the things that you want to do. So that you, if you have an idea, you can implement it without any pain and you get it done. And then the third thing related to exercise is hydration, is to make sure that you're not dehydrated. And this is especially important in the summer. I'm here in the desert, Sedona Desert, and I've noticed it, all of a sudden it went from spring to summer. It didn't like gradually change. It jumped 20 degrees just like that, boom. And I was taken a bit off guard because it's a huge change in temperature. So hydration, you know, if you go out and there's too much heat and you haven't hydrated yourself, you can end up not effective, not thinking clearly, with headaches and all sorts of things. So we need good hydration, and that's good to do that in the morning. So spiritual practice, exercise, hydration. And when we have these three things, then we can build on it. You know, superhero training, what we're going to be sharing in the weeks to come is more and more practices. But like we said last week, there's no point just adding 15 new practices today, because I would put money on it that you wouldn't be able to sustain them for more than a few weeks. Not because you personally couldn't do it. No one can do it. No one can do it. It's psychologically and physically and in terms of your brain unhealthy to try and do too many things at once. That's why Kaizen, gradual, consistent improvement, makes a much, much, much bigger difference. So you want to write this down. Spiritual practice, number one. Exercise, number two. And hydration, number three. And if I was to add a fourth one, we weren't going to talk about this, but I think it's also important to have an awareness of this fourth one, is holding the vision. And actually, I've created a book, a very special book. This has taken me 20 years of experimentation, Kaizen, to come up with a journal that I personally needed for me, that has all the different elements of a powerful morning practice. We're going to give you access to that in superhero training. But I'm not going to go into detail about that now, but I'll just mention briefly. The other thing is to hold a vision of your life. Where do you want to go in the morning? And hold a vision of your day. What is your big vision? What are you trying to create in your life? And then, how can you do something today that is directly related to your vision? This sounds simple, but this is one of those profound things that needs a lot of focus. Because many, many people, you know, Nick and I have been working with people for years, and we've heard all sorts of visions. We've heard all sorts of visions from various people, and that's wonderful. I appreciate everyone's visions. So we all have visions. You know, nearly everyone has some sort of idea what they want in their life. And then the next thing is, what are you actually doing now that is going to lead you to that vision? So in other words, is our life today, is what we're doing right now, today, tomorrow, next day, is our life directly leading us to what we want to create in our future? Because if it's not, then we're not going to achieve it. It's not going to happen. So the morning practice really is a way of saying, well, here's the aim. What is your vision? Just take a moment to think about this. What is your vision? What do you want to create with your life? Where do you want to be in the future? So once you know what you want, the next question is, what are the qualifications to pull that off, to manifest that? I actually like the word qualification. It's not a word that we hear very much. You know, you normally hear it in academic terms, qualifications. Are you qualified for the position? You know, if you want to get a job, they might say, all right, well, here's the job. What do you have the necessary qualifications to do the job? So with our vision, we need to ask ourselves, what is my vision? And is my life set up so that I am creating the qualifications? And your daily practices are your qualifications. I just want to say that again. Your daily practice is the qualifications for your vision. That's a profound thing to think about. So, you know, if you wanted to be a meditation teacher, right? And you never do any meditation. Well, that's a bit of a problem, actually. It has to be said. So, but your qualifications are, well, I do meditation in the morning, you know, and in the evening as well. And I do it a lot, so I'm good at it. And then you're qualified to teach others. So whatever your visions are, your daily practices, think of them as qualifications for your vision. Yeah, it's a nice way to think about it. And if your daily practices are not the qualifications for your vision, then you can change them, make sure that they are the right qualifications, so that there's a direct connection between who you want to become and your vision and what you're doing today. So let's just talk about these three things again in a bit more detail. So meditation, spiritual practice. You know, I could go on and on about this for years and years because I've learned so much about it, experienced so many things. For me personally, I'll just share my experience, but you have to think about what do you want to do for yourself, right? This is what I personally do, just to give you an idea. I get up. My aim, I honestly have to say I haven't been able to pull this off consistently every day, and I'm working on it. I admit I'm a work in progress like everyone else. My aim, which I do most of the time, but sometimes I don't, is to get up around 2:45 in the morning so that I'm awake and alert by 3 o'clock. Such a great time to be awake in the morning because everyone's asleep, got plenty of time. Then I do about an hour, hour and a half meditation. Then I do make a juice. Then I do exercise. Then I study something and then go on a walk. Or if the weather's good, not good, then I'll do some work. And the meditation, I'm actually working on a book about this at the moment, a book and a course, because I realize that meditation itself is a slippery topic. That people, there's so many different types of meditation, so many different things, that we need practices, special practices that we can do. So I have a bunch of them that I personally do, and I'm creating a book to write down what they all are and how do you actually use them. So think about your own morning practice. What would you like to do for your spiritual practice? If Nick was here, I don't think he's here. He didn't make it today for whatever reason. So he was going to talk about various forms of effective prayer, and he can do an audio about that and give it to you extra later. So when it comes to your spiritual practice, just take a moment now. Tune into it. What could you do practically, very, very practically, and imagine the scene. Remember, there's a few things about this. One is the time of day. What time would you like to do your meditation in the morning? Where would you do it? So have you got a special meditation cushion, a special chair you sit on? Is it in your room? Don't do it in bed. I just want to mention this. I can tell you from experience. If you lie in bed very early in the morning and try and meditate, you're probably going to fall asleep because it's all nice and cozy. It's dark outside. You're lying down. You're in bed. You've got your pillow under your head. So it's just not a good idea. So the best thing is to think, where are you going to have your practice? And think about the ideal setup. So you've got the time of day, the situation. Are you sitting with a special light on, a candle, incense, essential oils, a picture that you're looking at, special seat, special chair, yoga mat, pillow, special shawl, maybe a magic hat that you like to wear. Your mystical hat, you know, I don't know. There's all sorts of things. But if you have a good situation, then all of a sudden it gets much better because of the placebo effect. If you have a certain shawl that you wear, a certain music you play, a certain candle you turn on, then all these things combined put you in the zone as soon as you sit down. Right? So there's the time of day, there's the situation, and then there's the actual practice. So just take a moment now. I'm going to give you about 3 minutes, and you can do more later on, just to think about what is the practice you like to do. Time of day, where you're going to do it, and what you're going to do. So just take a moment to write down a spiritual practice that you like. And if you don't know exactly and you have a few options, then just write whatever you do know down. It's all good. So just go ahead and write that down now. Wonderful. Yeah, so this is great. You know, qualifications, qualities of the practice, the situation. It's really useful to have a magical setup in your house. You know, one of the things I've learned over the years, because I've always been an aspiring minimalism, because I don't like clutter. But I've realized over many years now that minimalism is a dead way of living. It's actually it's a way of people trying to cope with information overload. It's like a rebelling against the onslaught of nonsense, you know. So I understand the importance of it, but minimalism is dead. What we need is magical and meaningful, not minimal. Yeah, minimal is the foundation, but then we need magical and meaningful on top of it. Because if you just sit on the floor looking at a bare wall, you know, it's minimal, but it's not very inspiring, is it? A bare wall, you know, it's this white wall. It's very boring looking, right? It's much better to have a magical picture, you know, maybe a crystal bowl and a special shawl, some magic cushion. So think about this. What can you do to set up your space so that it's magical and meaningful and powerful? So that when you sit down, it's conducive to being in that state of consciousness. And a little tip about this is to have a space that you only and exclusively use for meditation, so that you don't have it for anything else. So if it's a chair, then when you're sitting on that chair, you're only doing meditation, or that pillow. Because if it's multitask, then it has a connection to all the other things that you do on the same place, and that reduces its benefit, its power. So just think about it. What can you do to set up your situation so that you go in a good space just by sitting there? So even if you're having a stressed out morning or stressed out day and you just sit down, you'll go, ah, that's better, just by sitting there. So, you know, have a little rule, no cell phone, no other stuff, so that when you sit down, it's just high space, good vibes, ease and grace. That's a huge gift to yourself, to have that space. It can be just a little part of your room. It doesn't have to be a whole room. It could just be a part of your room. And you could even, you know, maybe roll something out if you need to, or move it about for that time and then move it back. In Japan, they have very small spaces because there's a lot of people, not much space. And they do lots and lots of different things. They have things hidden away. It's all very, very minimalist. But they roll things out, move this screen here, do pull this thing out, and it becomes a different space, a different feel, and then they put it all back. So, you know, if you don't have a big house, then you can think about ways of doing that. If you do have a bigger house, then just dedicate a room to it. So think about, what is your morning practice for your spiritual experience, magical experience, and how is it going to be set up? And remember, it's like charging something. So you'd sit there once, and that's like inaugurating it, you know, it's like setting up, christening it, the inauguration, right? Boom, it starts it off. But then you do it again and again, it's charging it, recharging it, recharging it, recharging it. And I've been into meditation places in my life, different places. Some of them, I've gone in the door and it's just such huge power. It's just remarkable, the vibrations, just opening the door. You're like, oh my God, this is, and you just sit there and it's like, super powerful. Because it's been charged. So that's what you want to have. You want to have somewhere that's supercharged and you're charging it. So that's why it's a sacred place, a powerful place. The next thing is exercise. And by the way, these might not be in the right order. You might want to have hydration before exercise, let's be honest. So we'll just talk about hydration first. But hydration, there's different ways of doing this. An easy hydration is to have warm water with lemon juice and maple syrup or a bit of honey. You can add a bit of cayenne pepper if you want, but it's unnecessary. That, just having a quart jar of lemon water, maple syrup or honey, or even just water, just like a big glass of water, warm water, cold water doesn't get assimilated as easily. maybe an orange juice, something easy. Because you have to remember, in the morning, you want to get to your spiritual practices and your exercise as soon as you can. So fiddling around in the kitchen and doing all this other stuff is going to take the vibe away. So what can you do to hydrate yourself? I mean, ideally 2 liters is a good amount. So if you drank a bunch of water gently, not don't gulp it all down in one go, and then you sit for meditation for 20 minutes, 30 minutes or longer, then by the time you're done, you're ready for exercise. So just take a moment to think, what can you do to hydrate in the morning so that your body is flushed? Also, it cleans out the kidneys. It's very, very good for our health to get the water in. Most people are chronically dehydrated. So hydration, absolutely critical. Many people have done studies on this, and they found that even if you're dehydrated by a small amount, 5 or 6% dehydration, your concentration is reduced by 20%. Can't think properly, can't concentrate, can't do anything properly. So just a slight dehydration causes all these problems. So if you get that right in the morning, then you're setting yourself up for a much, much better day. So hydration, meditation. Some people like to do exercise first, then meditation. Here's the thing, like, you have to figure this stuff out for yourself. Like I said at the beginning, it's an experiment, you know. So you might say, okay, I'm going to start trying meditation for the beginning. And then you might find, you know what, I feel more relaxed after I do some exercise. So I'll do exercise first. And then you might end up doing them the other way around later on. So the thing is, just try it out. Be honest with yourself. So first thing is the meditation. We talked about hydration. Exercise. What exercise do you like to do? This is the thing. Exercise has to be something you actually enjoy. If you don't like it, you're not going to do it. And if it's too hard, you're not going to do it either. So think about this. What kind of exercise do you like that you can do in the morning? So for example, if you wanted to play golf at 4 in the morning, that might not work very well, because you're probably not going to have anyone to play with at 4 in the morning, and the golf courts are normally shut until the sun comes up anyway. So I'm not sure that would be a good idea. So you have to think, what can you do on your own? Probably in your house. Maybe you could go for a walk, but just think practically about it. It's got to be easy, enjoyable to as much as possible, and something that doesn't rely on other people being around, because they may or may not be available to you any given day. So take a moment to think about this. What exercise can you do that gets you into a slight sweat? We want to sweat just a little bit, break a sweat. Doesn't have to be like dripping and super exhausted, but just breaking a sweat. The studies have shown that all the most successful people in the world, one thing they have in common is they all break a sweat. They all do exercise that breaks a sweat every day. There's lots of other things that are different about them all, but that's one of them, to actually move the body enough that you're breaking a sweat. So think about this. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to think, what can you do that's easy, fun, as much as possible, breaks a sweat, doesn't have to be completely over the top, and you can do it on your own. So as the weeks go by, we're going to share a few different things about what you can do and other ideas, but come up with something that you are comfortable with. Comfortable. Many, many years ago, I went to Rishikesh and I went to the oldest yoga school, the original one in the world. And it wasn't the ones that teach the stuff that most people know about in America. And I learned these yoga practices that I've never seen anyone do before and never heard about them from anywhere else. And this is the oldest place. It's a Sanskrit school. And it had this massive mango tree. It was like 100 years old. It was this huge tree. It went up three floors. So they had Sanskrit and they also did these special yoga practices. So I've been doing those. That's my exercise. And I also enjoy the Five Tibetans. The Five Tibetans is great. But this is for me personally. You know, you have to think what's going to work for you. Dancing is great. Different sorts of yoga is good. Pilates is good. A lot of people, I prefer that to yoga. There's, you know, weightlifting. There's all sorts of different sorts of things. You know, there's enormous amounts of different yoga and different exercise practices. So just think about something that you can actually do. The key thing here is what can you genuinely pull off right now? And even if it's 5 minutes and even if it doesn't break a sweat, it's better than nothing. Because like we said last week, the practice, the consistency is more important than the practice itself. This is a profound thing that most people haven't kind of gauged. That what you actually do now is less important than the fact that you're doing something. I'll explain what I mean. When I started doing meditation, I was terrible at meditation. I would have waste thoughts most of the time. Sometimes I'd fall asleep. And I even didn't enjoy it that much right at the beginning because I didn't know what I was doing. But the fact that I still got up at 4 o'clock and sat there anyway led me to practice where now I can have these wonderful experiences really nicely in the morning. So what I was doing was less important than the fact that I was doing something. So if you just do any of this stuff for whatever amount of time you can in the morning, then what happens is you can build on it, and you can extend it, make it longer, and you can refine it, make it more powerful. So you might start off with, you know, 5 minutes yoga, 10 minutes meditation, you know, just a glass of water, right? Nothing too fancy. But then it starts getting more and more and more powerful as you go through the days and the weeks and the months. So these are the three things, the holy trinity of the morning practice. Spiritual practice, exercise, hydration. You can do it the other way around. It could be hydration, exercise, spiritual practice. And I'll mention something else here. The first 5 minutes when you wake up are a magic window to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is normally shut, except if you're in a deep, relaxed state. But in the morning, when you wake up from sleep, when you first wake up, when you open your eyes, you may not even have your eyes open, you might just be lying in bed, and you come round, and you're not asleep anymore, but you're not awake either. You're sort of half asleep, half awake, you're kind of not sure what's going on. That time is magic, powerful time. Your subconscious mind can be imprinted with messages. And that's why when people wake up in that state in the morning and they think, oh God, and they start getting into fear and panic and they check their phone and they get messages, that ruins people's lives, literally. They've ruined their life within the first 2 minutes of waking up, right? So that's how powerful it is. So what we want to do is have a practice that when you wake up, you go into a very lovely state of being. And so this has to be designed, because you're not going to remember this if you haven't thought about it in advance. Because when you're half asleep, you can't think properly. Yeah, you're in a different state, you're in an altered state. So you're not going to just come up with this while you're half asleep, lying there in bed, first thing in the morning. It's not going to happen. So you have to think about this now, plan it out, and then maybe even write it down, have it next to your bed, what you're going to think about. And then when you wake up, you've already kind of planned this so that you're programming yourself as soon as you wake up. And here's a few suggestions on how to do this. You can experiment with this yourself, different things. The main thing is the feelings, because really life is about the feelings. It's how we feel. So what I want you to do is just to take a moment to write down, what do you want to feel? What feeling? So would you like to feel bliss? Would you like to feel peace? Would you like to feel safe? Would you like to feel completely content? So just write it down. What would you like to feel? What are the most important feelings for you? So let's say you've written down peace. Peace is a very high vibration, by the way, peace, higher than love. Love is, of course, very high vibration as well. So let's just say, it could be anything, whatever you've written down, I'm just going to say peace as an example. So if you want to feel peaceful, then as soon as you wake up, you already know this, you've planned it out, you wake up and you immediately think to yourself, infinite peace, constant peace. I am constant peace, or just constant peace, or infinite peace, or endless peace. And you just lie there and you imagine and you feel what it feels like to have infinite peace. It's very abstract. You're just infinite peace. You're just lying in bed going, ah, infinite peace. You're just lying there half asleep, everything's perfect. Infinite peace, there's just this peace that goes on forever and ever. And you feel this wonderful peace throughout your whole body, your whole mind, and you're just lying there just feeling so peaceful. And you instill that vibration, that energy, you just pull it into your soul really deeply. And so the door is open to the subconscious, so you're impressing infinite peace into your subconscious, infinite grace, whatever it is you want, infinite love, infinite bliss. And it goes deep into your being, into your soul. It's just the best ever. And you're lying in bed, you're all warm and cozy and nice, and it's just perfect. And you're lying there and it's just perfect. Infinite love, infinite peace. And you just stay in that space for as long as you like, you know. And you're like filling your whole body with good vibrations before you've done anything. So you're setting the tone of the day for such good vibes. I've done this sometimes. This doesn't happen very often. I wish it did. Sometimes I wake up in a state of profound love, just divine love, pure love, and it's been so good. Sometimes I can't get out of bed for 3 hours. I can't get out of bed. So, you know, it's like that happens spontaneously. It's nothing I did. I just wake up in that state. And when I do, it's so good that I just can't get out of bed. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to move. This is just too good. And then 3 or 4 hours later, I kind of finally get up and I'm like, ha, that was the best ever. So you can do that for yourself, just to lie there, just in a state of joy and light and peace. And you can imagine divine light shining on you, and your just whole being is just absorbed and drenched in good feelings. And to make this even more powerful, before you go to sleep, it's the same thing. Just as you're drifting off to sleep, just as you're like going from a waking state and you're lying there and you're just starting to drift off, the window opens again. So then you can think about the same thing, infinite bliss or divine love, and you're just feeling the good vibrations. It's just so wonderful, so wonderful. And then you're just floating off. I recommend, by the way, going to sleep in the light. The best thing to do is to focus on as if you're leaving the world behind, because we don't need to worry about the world when we're sleeping, right? So you leave it behind, you imagine floating up out of your body. We leave our body, I don't know if you realize this, we leave our body, you get separated from your body. Normally you float about 3 feet above the body when you go to sleep. You're not in your body. There's a cord connected, so there's a subtle cord, but you're not in your body. So you can imagine leaving your body, floating up, but go further, go into the golden light, our spiritual home, the home of peace, where we come from. So you go all the way up, imagine a golden red sunset. You can write this down so you remember. Golden red infinite light, like a sunset that never ends. Then you float up into the light, and you have lots of divine love, divine peace, and good vibes from all the other souls, from the Supreme Being. And you just fall asleep in that light. Leave the stage. The world is a big stage. We leave the stage and we go home. We go home when we go to sleep. So you have got nothing to worry about. Everything's perfect. It's super safe, secure, and relaxed. And that's such a wonderful way to sleep. So you go to sleep, but all worries and fears have disappeared, and you're nothing left but peace. And then when you wake up, you're incarnating all the way down back into your body. And then you start remembering, I am infinite peace, infinite light, I'm supremely blessed, I'm just in joy. And you're lying there enjoying yourself, and everything's wonderful, blessed, and perfect. And then you get up and you can do your practices. So this is a very, very blessed way to live. And another thing to help you do this better is to, this is extremely important, you remember this, is to get yourself, if you don't already, get yourself a alarm clock that is a light alarm clock. I've got one here from Philips, and they've got one. It's a daylight. It starts off as this golden color, and it gradually gets, it's basically copying the sun. So it starts off very, very golden, very, very dark golden color, and then it gradually increases, and then it gets lighter. So you get woken up with the increase of the light rather than by some annoying noise. The most dangerous thing is a cell phone. Those companies, of course, have added an alarm clock. Of course, they have, because they want you to pick it up, check your stuff first thing in the morning, ruin your life. So get rid of your phone. I highly recommend you put your phone in the furthest away part of the house as you possibly can in the evening. Even outside in the garden would be better. And then get an alarm clock that wakes you up very gently. You can get them on Amazon, you can get them on all sorts of places. It's one of the best investments you'll ever make, is getting one of those light, I'm not quite sure what they're called, like daylight alarm clocks. There's tons of them. I think the best one is the Philips one that I have here, as far as I know. But there's loads of different types. Some of them are cheaper, some of them more expensive. But bottom line, get a light to wake you up. So you've woken up with wonderful light. And that means you're not bothered about the world, cell phones, drama, and everything else. And you're not going to be woken up with annoying noises. You're woken up with the light. And you can actually, they have noises on them, like the sound of the waves and things like that. But normally you'll wake up anyway because of the light. So that's definitely an important thing to buy. It's a hugely valuable investment of your money. Get one of those alarm clocks and move the phone out. Superheroes don't sleep with their phones. Definitely not. So that's going to help you wake up feeling great, go to sleep feeling great, wake up feeling fresh, not being stressed out. Because the evening affects the morning. And we'll talk about the evening practice in more detail another time, but just doing that is going to be a huge upgrade. Just one thing I'll mention is try and avoid content, movies, social media, TV, any of that sort of stuff within the last 3 hours of the day. If you're going to consume various sorts of content, do it in the middle of the day, not in the morning, not in the evening, in the middle of the day. Evening is sacred time because that affects the morning. Morning is sacred time because it affects your life. So if you do that, you're going to feel much more relaxed, more peaceful. You'll sleep better and you'll wake up feeling fresh and you're going to have a wonderful day. And of course, the last thing is to keep your chart. We're going to create a superhero chart. I've already done loads of these, but we haven't given it to you yet. But just start with, what are your practices? So you write them down. Practice one, two, and three, whatever it is. And then in the evening, you write down, did I do the practice? And you just tick it off. And like we said last week, it's better to do it for 2 minutes if you need to than not to do it at all. So that let's say like one day you wake up and you've got to catch a plane or something really early. So you get up, you do a 2 minute meditation, you do a 2 minute exercise, you drink your water. And then you run around and get everything ready and leave, right? So you still do the whole thing. You still know that you get your ticks, yes, you did it. Because when you miss it for one day, the next day you're a little bit less likely to do it. And you think, well, I missed it yesterday and it was fine, it's no big deal, I won't bother doing it today. Oh, I didn't do it. Da, da. And the next thing you know, a month has gone past and the whole thing is completely finished. It's ruined, right? So just be very careful about this. Do your practices, even if it's 2 minutes, do them every single day. So there you have it. This is stuff that you've probably heard some of these things before. But what we're doing in superhero training is we're taking knowledge and turning it into reality, into practice, into the real deal every single day without fail. And then it starts getting better and better and easier and easier and more blissful, more enjoyable. Because, we talked about this in the first session. These are very unusual times and nothing really's happened yet. And I know this coronavirus has been, of course, a bit of a shock, but relatively speaking, it's nothing has even happened yet compared to what's going to happen. I'm not trying to freak anyone out and cause any sorrow, but I'm just saying these practices are going to help you to get really stable emotionally and physically so that you have a great life now. And when stuff, crazy stuff starts happening, getting more severe, you're in a much, much, much better position to deal with it with a lot of joy and grace. So think about this as like insurance policy for yourself in many ways. It's qualifications for what you want to become, and it's also safety. Especially the first thing in the morning, remembering that you're a spiritual being, that you're safe, that you come from the light. That is probably the most important thing that will help us all in times of crisis, because we know on a deeper level that we're safe and secure. So as you instill that in your subconscious every day, twice a day, morning and evening, and as you remind yourself of that in your meditations, then you start having a spiritual foundation. So whatever happens, you know fundamentally, you come from another world, you're safe, and this whole thing is just a ridiculous game anyway, whatever it is. So these practices start to become a saving grace over time. And they make our life now a lot of fun, a lot of fun, a lot of joy. It's much, much, much easier. And then you can go about your day, you're happy, you're light, you're free, you know you did it, and you feel successful. You feel successful. So like, if, before you do any work, before you run around, you've already been successful. You're already a success. So you feel, have that confidence and that kind of good feeling about yourself. So it's ease and grace, ease and grace, ease and grace. So your mission is to write down these things, write them down on a separate piece of paper very clearly. Get a clean piece of paper, get some coloured pens, nice coloured pens, help if you've got coloured pens, and write down your morning practices and your anything else that you want to add on there. Make it fun looking, make it cool looking, make it something that you like looking at, right? And then stick it somewhere and put it next to your bed or wherever you're going to see it. And then every day you tick it off. Did I do it? Did I do it? Yep, then tick, 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 tick. So you write down what you're going to do and then you tick it off in the evening. And the more you do it, the more confident you get. Because if you can do that, then you can do something else. And if you do something else, you can do something else. And you just keep doing it. And you'll start noticing that you feel significantly better. And as the weeks go past, we're going to be sharing some superhero check-ins. I remember Amy Miller. God bless you, Amy. She wanted check-ins, so we're going to set that up for you in the full training. We're going to talk about health practices, you know, more detail. At this point, we've just been getting you to do whatever you want to do, but we're going to be sharing specific things. Exercise, we're going to talk about getting out of the matrix practically, because this is a crazy world. We're going to talk about how to sustain a business in challenging times. The energy of money. It's very important to understand that in these bizarre, this world, still plenty of money around. Talk about leadership of superheroes. What can you do practically to be a leader? You already are a leader. How can you do a better job of it? How can you lead in these times? And many, many more things based on what you need. So there's a lot more to come. A lot more to come, but we've got to start with the practice, and we've got to do the practice every single day without fail and keep getting better at it, because everything comes from the practice, from the power. And the more you do it, the better it is. So just remember that if you do something that you enjoy for 20 minutes, that's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. If you do it for 40 minutes and then another 40 minutes, it's going to be wonderful, 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 wonderful. Yes, because it goes up higher and higher, because you really feel the shift as you start increasing these things. When people go on meditation retreats or yoga retreats and they do loads and loads of it, they go to such a high level compared to what they normally do in their life. So what we want to do is that your life becomes like a retreat. So it's like you're on your own retreat here now. You don't have to wait around to go to Bali or something. You do your retreat here. So you're starting to increase these things so that you don't have to go off and do this and that. Your life becomes a retreat. Your life becomes like a vacation and like a retreat, like a training, magical experience. So the mission this week is just do those things every single day. refine them a little bit as you go, and make sure that you practice your evening and your morning good feelings. Evening and morning good feelings. You'll be amazed. So go to sleep tonight in the light. Just, you're already a soul, you already come from the light, so you just float off up into the peace. Just let go of everything. And you're just floating in golden light beyond everything. Complete silence. And then fall asleep. It's just perfect. It's what everyone wants. All this running around, stressing out. What we really want is divine peace and freedom. So you have that at night. Give it to yourself. It's the greatest gift. Greatest gift is just to to come into the peace. Deep, deep peace is such a gift. Wonderful, wonderful. So thank you all for your blessed and beautiful presence. I appreciate you all. Thank you. And remember that each time you do these things, you feel better. And you also become a good example for other people around you, because they'll look at you and they'll say, oh, he's looking much more relaxed than he normally does. Or she's looking so joyful and peaceful. What's going on here? And you're going to help them, either by teaching them or just by your presence. So this is a huge blessing for others. And each day you do it, it gets deeper. So consider yourself from today onwards to be on retreat. You're on a magical retreat to experience joyful, blissful things. That's the vision. That's how it is. So it's today onwards, you're on retreat. The superhero retreat starts now. And it starts with the practice. So have a blessed, beautiful, and magical rest of your day. Sending you so much love. Talk to you soon. Many blessings.